Because that's a lot of what we see on a day-to-day basis, right? And there are different levels within that. So I think I'll break it down. You know, diabetes, for example. I think because diabetes is so prevalent, it's not something that necessarily jumps out to us as much as it used to. You know, my first question is, to what degree of diabetes are we dealing with, right? What is their hemoglobin A1C? So as we know, we get to higher hemoglobin A1C levels, we start concerning ourselves, whether it be wound healing, whether it be adherence compliance. I think that's something to think about. So I think it's what level of diabetes are you dealing with? BMI is one of the more interesting ones to me, because that's something we're doing more and more research on recently. We've got some current research ongoing within vancomycin as an example. And I think it kind of goes back to, once again, what is the degree of obesity in a patient? And we've been breaking it down by class. So those BMIs 30 to 35, or 35 to 40, or greater than 40. And even within that level, does it matter where their BMI is in terms of, you can bring back in compliance adherence, you can bring into accounts, you know, how quick are these patients getting better, length of stay, different aspects on that. So I think BMI and degree within that varies as well. Age is kind of interesting. I feel like we see a little bit younger population more often than not with cellulitis, with abscess, some of our other skin infections. So first thing is, it usually jumps out to me if we have somebody that's 65, 75, even 85 years old. And I think inherent issues come in with that. First is where are we going to send them? So I think a lot of it comes into a transitions of care type of question. And it's a little bit harder within that population. A lot of times they're not able to come into an infusion center if you're thinking about sending them out on an IV antibiotic. You think about dexterity, you think about other issues, needs, care within the house. So I think transitions of care kind of usually comes up more within an older population. Sure. I think for us, the first question, even the first priority is why are they here? And it's a lot of times it's more questions than answers, right? So, you know, did they fail outpatient oral? If they failed outpatient oral, what was it with? That can a lot of times lead you to maybe was there a gap in therapy? Maybe was there a hole within coverage? So that's probably the first question we ask. Are they a repeat offender? A lot of times we find these patients, they come and go very often. So I think that's an important thing to know. What have they grown in the past? You know, we'll look at micro history. That's one of the benefits I think I have to being more on the inpatient side, is especially if they touch within our healthcare system, I can see their microbiology history. I can see what they've grown previously. I think that's very valuable. I think the biggest goal for us is how quickly can we stabilize them? How quickly can we get them to a transitions of care type scenario and get them out the door? As we know, we tracked our data over the years within ICD codes, and I think this kind of ties into the criteria of it. So you think of ICD-10 codes, LO3, LO2, so your cellulitis, your abscess patients. We don't do very well, to be honest with you, in terms of length of stay, and that's something we've really tried to address, and we've done better over the years. But I think within these patients, kind of going back to that focus of care of, you know, I think I heard this many years ago, and I think it's a good point, is that outpatient therapy, OPAT type of therapy, should start really when these patients are admitted, not right when you're ready to discharge them. So making those thoughts and kind of asking those questions from the beginning of, you know, where are we going to send this patient when they leave? Are we looking at sending them out with oral versus IV? What does their financial situation look like? Are they going to need patient assistance? So I think these are important questions to ask early on. I think cellulitis is probably one that jumps out just because that's the most common one we see. I think the most concerning for me are the wound infections. I think first off, you start concerning yourself for deeper seated infections. A lot of times these require a little bit more workup. Also too, I would say comorbidities come into effect with wound infections more. You think of diabetics, you think of patients who are smokers, you think of other things that go along with that, lymphedema, obesity, tying back into BMI. So these, I think, can affect especially those wound infection type of patients where now you have an element of healing associated with it.